You are going to listen to an interview about BEST, an EU institution that was set up to create and support enterprise culture in Europe. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
With us today on FM3 Radio Austria International is Jessica Morgan. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Jessica, you've come to talk about BEST, which stands for Business Environment Simplification Task Force. It's quite a mouthful. An EU institution that was set up to create and support enterprise culture in Europe, correct?
Yes, that's correct. At community level, it is agreed that over the next few decades, we will experience remarkable changes in every aspect of domestic, social, business and environmental life, not only in Europe, but in almost every country in the world. There will be new services, new products, new attitudes and opportunities for everyone. In Europe, we'd like to see a new era of entrepreneurship and new enterprises, not just for wealth creation and to improve the quality of life for European citizens. Entrepreneurship is tantamount to job creation, a great concern in the EU at the moment.
Of course. Although Austria is still doing relatively well in this respect, everyone knows how important it is to encourage startups, in particular the growth of SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises, I believe.
Yes, SMEs, which make up over 99% of the 20 million or so enterprises in Europe, are both motors of change and innovation and indispensable for creating sustainable jobs. Generating an ideal business environment for them should be top of the political agenda in every EU member state.
So, how would you define an ideal business environment?
There are many different factors that need to be considered. Public administration, for example. It should be made as easy and straightforward as possible to set up a business. Authorities should see themselves as delivering a service. They should assist and encourage would-be entrepreneurs rather than discouraging them with red tape.
I hope some Austrian authorities are listening in.
I'd rather not comment on this. Back to the different factors. Well, as I said, facilitating the startup process. Then there's access to finance, crucial for both young entrepreneurs and businesses wishing to expand. For example, the government can offer loan guarantee schemes to mobilise bank loans for newcomers or introduce changes in the taxation system that can either hinder or stimulate the development of SMEs.
This is also true of non-wage costs, isn't it? In the case of Austria, where they are comparatively high, they are often quoted as barriers to business.
Right. Non-wage costs, social security and the like, are extremely important. Then the problem of late payment needs to be addressed, as cash flow problems can have serious consequences for a firm, especially in its early stages. In short, governments can remove these objective barriers.
Am I right in saying that there are also less tangible, less concrete factors that influence the entrepreneurial culture in a country?
Absolutely. It's no secret that Americans, for example, have a much more relaxed attitude to entrepreneurship than Europeans. In the US, there is no stigma attached to failing with one's business, nor does it prevent anyone from trying again. In Europe, insolvency is taken much more seriously.
What about businesses themselves? Can they contribute anything to a favourable business environment?
Of course they can. There still is too little cooperation between SMEs themselves, you know, working together in clusters, for example, to reduce overheads. There is also too little interaction between academic or research institutions and business. Cooperation and exchange definitely need to be promoted. Another idea is the concept of incubators, which nurture company startups. Similarly, mentoring and the introduction of so-called business angels should be encouraged. With regard to funding, conferences and meetings to secure venture capital, for example, take place much too infrequently, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your ideas with us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
With us today on FM3 Radio Austria International is Jessica Morgan. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Jessica, you've come to talk about BEST, which stands for Business Environment Simplification Task Force. It's quite a mouthful. An EU institution that was set up to create and support enterprise culture in Europe, correct?
Yes, that's correct. At community level, it is agreed that over the next few decades, we will experience remarkable changes in every aspect of domestic, social, business and environmental life, not only in Europe, but in almost every country in the world. There will be new services, new products, new attitudes and opportunities for everyone. In Europe, we'd like to see a new era of entrepreneurship and new enterprises, not just for wealth creation and to improve the quality of life for European citizens. Entrepreneurship is tantamount to job creation, a great concern in the EU at the moment.
Of course. Although Austria is still doing relatively well in this respect, everyone knows how important it is to encourage startups, in particular the growth of SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises, I believe.
Yes, SMEs, which make up over 99% of the 20 million or so enterprises in Europe, are both motors of change and innovation and indispensable for creating sustainable jobs. Generating an ideal business environment for them should be top of the political agenda in every EU member state.
So, how would you define an ideal business environment?
There are many different factors that need to be considered. Public administration, for example. It should be made as easy and straightforward as possible to set up a business. Authorities should see themselves as delivering a service. They should assist and encourage would-be entrepreneurs rather than discouraging them with red tape.
I hope some Austrian authorities are listening in.
I'd rather not comment on this. Back to the different factors. Well, as I said, facilitating the startup process. Then there's access to finance, crucial for both young entrepreneurs and businesses wishing to expand. For example, the government can offer loan guarantee schemes to mobilise bank loans for newcomers or introduce changes in the taxation system that can either hinder or stimulate the development of SMEs.
This is also true of non-wage costs, isn't it? In the case of Austria, where they are comparatively high, they are often quoted as barriers to business.
Right. Non-wage costs, social security and the like, are extremely important. Then the problem of late payment needs to be addressed, as cash flow problems can have serious consequences for a firm, especially in its early stages. In short, governments can remove these objective barriers.
Am I right in saying that there are also less tangible, less concrete factors that influence the entrepreneurial culture in a country?
Absolutely. It's no secret that Americans, for example, have a much more relaxed attitude to entrepreneurship than Europeans. In the US, there is no stigma attached to failing with one's business, nor does it prevent anyone from trying again. In Europe, insolvency is taken much more seriously.
What about businesses themselves? Can they contribute anything to a favourable business environment?
Of course they can. There still is too little cooperation between SMEs themselves, you know, working together in clusters, for example, to reduce overheads. There is also too little interaction between academic or research institutions and business. Cooperation and exchange definitely need to be promoted. Another idea is the concept of incubators, which nurture company startups. Similarly, mentoring and the introduction of so-called business angels should be encouraged. With regard to funding, conferences and meetings to secure venture capital, for example, take place much too infrequently, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your ideas with us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.